Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And today we are going to be discussing the letter N for Next Gen Photo Gallery. This is actually a pretty great little plugin, pretty extensive plugin, allows for the replacement of your standard WordPress photo gallery management system. Well, not replacing, but use instead of. And the Next Gen Gallery has a whole lot of great features to it, including a whole whack of additional plugins that were created just for the Next Gen Photo Gallery. We're just going to be covering here today the Next Gen Gallery, and I'll list up a few of the additional plugins. The Next Gen Gallery is actually a pretty extensive plugin in and of itself and allows you to do numerous things, but we'll cover some of those things as we go through the install of this photo gallery for you. First thing, of course, you need to do is go into your admin area and go to search plugins, search for Next Gen, N-E-X-T-G-E-N, and it'll bring you up a listing of the Next Gen Gallery and all the additional plugins that are available for it. So once you've found it, do the usual, click install it, then click activate it. Once you activate it, you will get a brand new menu item down the left-hand column under Gallery. This is where you manage all the options for the standard install of Next Gen Gallery. And of course, the first thing you need to do here is you need to go in and set the options up for the gallery. Now, as a case of point here, something I've discovered a little earlier this evening when I was sorting out my own website and my own Next Gen Gallery, is that Next Gen, of course, as every other plugin, there are plugins that don't play well together. Well, I've discovered one that does not play well together with Next Gen Gallery, and that would be the 404, or the SEO 404 error plugin. What happens is it prevents the Next Gen Gallery from allowing you to manage your galleries correctly. So if you have the SEO 404 plugin, let me give you the exact name on that in just half a second here, and we'll tell you exactly what that plugin is called. Mainly because you could end up spending, like I did, like half an hour the other night going, why in the hell won't my photo gallery load properly? And that would have been the reason. I knew I had a misbehaving plugin. It's called Smart 404 is the plugin. So anyway, turn that off if you've got it and you want to use Next Gen. If you want to keep using that, leave it on. Don't use Next Gen. Your choice. At any rate, first thing you do is go into the options for Next Gen Gallery. And it gives you a bunch of tabs across the top. First one, of course, is setting the general options. And it should automatically choose the correct default path for the gallery. Then next thing down, when you delete images from your file, delete them from the database. You can activate the permalinks, and you make sure if you activate it, you have your permalink structure set up on your website. You can create new URL-friendly image slugs. It's in preparation now. They're working on it. Looks like it's something that's up and coming. Select your graphic library depending on your server. Most every server has GD library installed. Some have Image Magic, although they label it as experimental, so I tend to not mess with their experimental stuff at the moment, especially on a live functioning website. You can activate the media RSS feed, so you can add an RSS feed to your blog header. Useful for Cool Iris Pick Lens. You can activate Cool Iris Pick Lens support, and if you haven't used Cool Iris Pick Lens, you ought to give that a try. It's actually a pretty cool system. It's outside the standard scope of plugins. It's sort of like Flickr. And then on the bottom, this is where you get one of the great options of Next Gen, and that is it will automatically append photos to every one of your posts based on either tags or categories. And if you use a lot of tags, choose tags. If you use just categories, choose categories. But it's a great little way to stick photos into your posts without having to remember to get them. And it gets photos that are appropriate to your post or your tags on your post. Choose the number you want. It starts with 7. I turn it to 8 because I like round numbers. Next thing over is your thumbnails. Thumbnail default settings are perfect on it. Just leave them. If you like larger or smaller thumbnails, adjust it here accordingly. 100 by 75 is the standard thumbnail. pretty decent size. Image resize. What this does is this allows it to resize the images as they're uploaded. So if you upload large images, it'll resize them down for you, which is pretty nice. It makes for a really great space-saving feature. And you got to check the box for automatically resize the images. And it'll resize them to whatever width height you want, and it'll set them to whatever JPEG quality you want from 0 to 100. 85 is a good choice. Next one over is Gallery. Deactivate the gallery page link. This will not link the gallery to any subpage. Gallery is shown on the same page. That's a good thing to leave on. Number of images per page. So if you're listing a gallery on a page, how many images it'll have. And number of columns. You can leave it at 0. It will automatically space the columns based on the width of your theme. It's actually a pretty cool feature. You don't have to guess. Show first thumbnails or a slideshow. Show the image browser. The image, the gallery will open in the image browser instead of the effect. I prefer the effects. Add hidden images if pagination is used. The option will still show all images in the modal view. Enable the Ajax pagination. Gotta love that wit, that tongue twists. And then you can sort your thumbnails by a custom order, image ID, file name, anything you want. Sort the direction, ascending or descending. Then you choose the effects. You can have the effects on how it'll show up when it shows up in the image. I like the thick box myself. Some people like to leave it on the shutter or the custom. The watermark is actually a really cool feature. This is really useful. You can use an additional image as a watermark. And to do that, you just simply gotta upload an image to your computer, to your web, to your WordPress website somewhere, and pick the URL. And what that'll do is you can create yourself a transparent PNG with your name and information on it that will stick itself right over your images on your website, sort of your own simple little advertisement. Kind of a cool feature. You'll see it on some of my images because I'm sort of half and half on my site right now with next gen and regular photos. So you may or may not hit it. Maybe I'll try and remember to put something up there that you'll see it. Or you can use text as a watermark. And putting text over the image is pretty cool. Tough part is figuring out what shade to make the text so it shows up on all pictures. The final thing is to set the slideshow, how the slideshow effects are. And you can also use JW Image Rotator, but you have to actually upload the Flash Player to your WordPress install before it will work. And that takes a little bit of time, not something I cover here. So once you've done all that, simply save the changes. Excuse me. So we've got all that for you. That's the standard settings for the Next Gen Gallery. Slide on down. And then you might want to click on the overview of it to see the overview settings on it. And, of course, brand new install. It'll tell you you have no images, no galleries, no albums. It'll load up the latest news and related plugins for Next Gen, something you might want to check out. It'll also tell you a bit about the server settings you're on so that you know what's happening with your server you're on and how compatible it is. It'll tell you if free type library is installed, JPEG support, PNG support, what version of PHP you're running, all that great information for all you techno nerds out there like me. Now, of course, one of the big things you'll need to do here before you can make use of this is you'll need to set up your style on it, determine the style settings. If you want to change the custom style settings in the CSS, do it here. They come with a couple of different default setting themes on it. I'm going to give a shot to the shadow effect theme myself just to see how it works. Then we're also going to go down to the roles. Now this here, if you have a website that has multiple users on it and you want to give some of your other users the ability to make some changes to your gallery, you can do that here in the role setting. Everything is default set to administrator only. But of course you can lower that role setting to allow for editors in your website to do it or contributors if you're so inclined. Anything along that line there. If you get it all completely screwed up, last ditch effort, there's a button down at the bottom for reset uninstall, so you can reset it completely back to the factory default settings, or you can uninstall it from your site. If you uninstall it, it's recommended you use this, so you get clean out all the crap from your database too. Now, the big thing you have to get used to with Next Gen Gallery is their wording of stuff. The way they worded things takes a little bit of thought the first time around. It seems anti-normal. I can't get the word in my head. But anyway, it just doesn't seem right. They use galleries and albums, but they use them backwards from what I thought they would have been used. What it is basically is you have albums that you put galleries in instead of galleries that you put albums in. And what you need to do before you can make use of this, of course, is you need to create yourself some galleries. Now you can create yourself a standard gallery, import images to it, or upload a zip image file. Now I'm just going to create my first gallery here on a website that I'm building this on. And once you create your first gallery, then what you have to do is, since you have that gallery, you need to edit the gallery, or you need to actually upload images to the gallery. So you'll choose the gallery, then you'll go choose browse, and you'll go find the images on your local computer that you want to use. And if you have your images all prepped up, like some of us do and some of us don't, well, then it makes it a lot easier to get where you're going. Sometimes they're not always readily available, and sometimes they're just right there ready to go. So that's why I'm rambling on, of course, because it takes me a moment to get to my images as I'm babbling away. And we'll be getting these up here in just a half second here. There we go. Now, what nice thing about this is, like the photo gallery of olden times, you don't have to upload images one at a time. If you've got a set of, say, 20 images, you can just go select them all, click open, and install or upload them all, and it'll take itself, depending on the size of your images, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, who knows, whatever it takes to upload a whole block of images. So you let it upload those images on here. And while it's doing that, we'll cover over exactly how you use this in your posts and pages. And how that's used in your posts and pages, of course, is, say you're going to create a new post. You do the usual, click Add New Post. Then you can go into the Add New Post area of your website. And up along the top menu bar of your Add New Post, you will get a new menu bar item, or a new button item, I should say. And that button item resides right along the end of your top. Looks like a couple of little images, and when you mouse over, it says Add Next Gen Gallery. When you click on that, what it does, it gives you three options here to choose from. You can choose to enter an entire gallery into your post, and you can enter it as an image list, a slideshow, or an image browser. Or you can choose an album, and you can either have a compact version of the album or an extended version of the album on here. Or you can choose a single picture. Now, the problem with the pictures is you must know the picture name, file name. That's the one drawback I've seen to this, is the must know the picture file name, because it'll give you a list of pictures to choose from, but they're all in the file name. And then you can choose the height, width, effect, float, or no float for it. And then you just click insert, and it inserts short code. So you don't actually see the image in your background post. You only see it once the post has been made. And that's the simple way of doing it, getting it up there and online and into your posts. Okay, so now that you've gotten your photos all uploaded there, now what you need to do with them is you need to go stick that gallery into an album. And to do that, of course, you need to go manage albums. So you go click on the album tab, and of course you don't have any new albums, so you have to create a new album. get that new album created, once you've added that new album, what you're going to do is you're going to select that album, and on the Manage tab, you'll see Select Gallery and Select Album. Now, you want to select the album over in the drop-down menu up to the top left there. Once you've done that, you go over to the right, and where it says Select Gallery, you click on it and drag it and drop it over into your album. Now, the nice thing about this one area here is you can put albums inside albums or galleries inside albums. Now, I just stuck a gallery inside my album, but say, for instance, I had like 6 or 7 albums, and I wanted one of those albums to be inside my gallery. You can drag that album over and stick it in your other album, and you can have albums inside albums along with galleries inside your albums. You can make it even more photos and make it easier for you to add photos to your website. Now, the other thing you will need to do is you will need to edit this album. Now, you can go to the Edit Album page, or gallery. You need to edit this gallery again. The image is in the gallery. Now you can do this by going to the Edit Gallery line, or you can do it right here on the Manage Albums. And how you do that is in the top right corner of where it's your album name is, you'll see a little minus sign. You should be able to click it right there and then click the Edit the Album. Actually, that's not it. My mistake. So, if you click on the Edit Album, though, up top, you do want to do that while we're here. And you want to give the album a description. And then you want to select the preview image from your selection of images that you just stuck into that. And if you got a page to link it to, you can link it to a page or not link it to a page. We're not going to link an album to a page right now. So you do have to go down to the Manage Gallery button under the Gallery album and click on the album name you want to manage and edit. And it will bring it up for you to either link that album or that gallery to a page or not. Create a new page for it if you want. Create a description for it. But one of the best things I have found for this, of course, if you want your photos to appear with a select of keywords or tags from your website, what you need to do is you need to select your most used keywords, and then you want to place them into all of the photos. Now, if you've got a whole bunch of photos and you just want the same keywords, it's a very nice, simple way to do this under Bulk Actions. To the left top of all the images you see, you'll see a drop-down list. Select that drop-down list, and then you can find where it says Add Tags. Click on that. Click on Apply. It'll bring up... got to select all the images, too. Click on Apply, and it'll bring up a box for you to enter the tags into. You just enter your list of comma-separated tags there. Click the OK button. Depending on how many images it's going to stick them to, it'll go through and take a moment, stick them all in it, and download it. Now, if you want to put a title and description, you have to do that individually. Another thing you can do here is you can edit the photo. You can edit the thumbnail for the photo, rotate the image if it's not facing the right way. You can publish it. These are all individual things. Under Bulk Actions, you can change the watermark, recreate the thumbnails, resize the images if they're too big or too small. Bringing them up from too small is not really a good idea. You can recover them from a backup, delete them, import metadata into the images, rotate the images, copy them somewhere else, move them somewhere else, add tags, delete tags, overwrite tags. So there's a whole lot of stuff you can do in bulk en masse for all the images all at one time. So once you've done all that, simply click on Save Changes and save your changes. Now, if you've got tags in your website already, one nice thing that should have happened now is if you've added the right tags to your images, you should be able to go pick one of those posts that have the tags on it and look at that post. And at the bottom of that post, there should now be a new list of photos to display going across on the photos from your photo gallery in it. And hopefully that works out for you. It seems to work okay for me. And that's pretty much the base settings for Next Gen Gallery. Now, what I am going to do here real quickly is, since we got a few more minutes here, is just cover off some of the names of all the different plugins that I've added to my system, which I'm going to be tweaking and setting up on this gallery to make sure it's all doing the different things I want it to do. And what those list of plugins are, of course, there's one for SEOing your images. This is very useful. And what it does, according to the description of it anyway, is it SEOs the titles, modifies the page titles to become more Google-friendly for next-gen pages. There's a search plugin so that people can do a search on through Next-Gen Gallery for a specifically named image. There's a voting plugin, so you can add a voting system to your photos if you run lots of photos and you want people to vote on them. There's a slideshow plugin, a public uploader. Now, this one I'm going to be testing, but what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to allow people to upload photos from the front end of your gallery depending on their user settings. There's, of course, a sidebar widget to randomly show galleries with or without a preview image based on the Next-Gen Gallery widget. So these are some of the plugins that you can use for Next-Gen. And you might want to just play with it a bit, tweak it, put it up on your test website. You do have one of those, right? If you don't, I highly recommend you get one for testing these things out before you put them to your live website. And that has been the Next-Gen Photo Gallery. And I'd like to make mention of the fact that I'm really stoked to have everyone out there listening to me. It seems my following is increasing. Well, maybe not increasing, but it's stabilized anyway. I'm seeing about 125 to 150 downloads a week of my podcast, which is pretty cool. Means a regular number of people are downloading the episodes every week. I rather like that. If you got any comments for me, please leave them on the website or leave them at iTunes, where you found this podcast, or leave them at Blueberry, where you found this podcast. Either places are good for me. I want to hear what you all have to say, the good, the bad, the ugly. Or, of course, you can email me back at dragon@johnoverall.com. That's dragon@johnoverall.com. You can email me here and send me your feedback. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. This has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall.